listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It's Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Every Sunday on LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk station in the world. How's everybody doing?
Wonderful.
Good to hear.
Gotcha.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen, co-host Kevy.
How's it going, guys?
How's it going, guys? Our in-studio guests today are Danielle.
Hello.
How's it going, Danielle? Good to have you in the studio.
Good to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Dr. Michelle.
Hello.
Always a pleasure.
The lovely Dr. Michelle.
Thank you so much.
This is the show where we talk about anything and everything that is on your mind. Anything you want to say, you say it here. You get it off your chest on the air. The whole world is listening. Huh. It is indeed broadcasted on the internet, therefore it is worldwide. Therefore the whole world is listening to your problems. No, I'm just kidding.
It's true.
It is true.
But you keep it anonymous pretty much.
Oh, we do keep it anonymous. We don't like to, hey, little Jimmy who lives on 4th Street.
Telephone number.
Telephone. His social security. No. We don't do that here. Most of the time. No.
It's all anon.
It's all anon being anonymous. So, as you guys know, we talk about what's on your mind. We hit issues. We hit problems. Just things you want to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So today, you know, this is something that we've touched on in the past, but we've never really dedicated an entire hour to it, which I think is interesting. And I think that this is an important thing for, you know, just living your daily life, for getting over, you know, getting over this, which would be fear. On the show today, we're going to be talking about fear. We're going to be talking about what triggers fear, why we're afraid, and how to get rid of the fear. I like that, Doc.
And that's a very broad subject.
Very broad. Very, very broad subject. We're going to start off the show today with talking about our own fears.
Just to
relate, so we in the studio at Teen Trends can relate to you. I just thought it's a good idea, you know? Like, hey, we're scared of stuff.
Yeah, we are. Everybody is.
Yeah. Of course, everybody's scared.
It doesn't have to be objects, or it doesn't have to be, you know, it can be all sorts of things, like inner fears about our insecurity and, you know, it doesn't have to be spiders.
I don't like spiders.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people like spiders.
Yeah, I'm not too down for spiders, to be honest. Not my favorite insect out there.
But fears are, you know, there's everything, all kinds of fears of other people, fears of being judged,
right?
Fears.
That's true.
Apples.
I know someone who's scared of apples.
Oh my god!
Really?
Really?
That's
yeah.
Interesting.
I have an odd fear.
Yes.
I'll tell you guys later.
Tell us now, Kevin.
I have a fear of walking next to people who are holding umbrellas.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Kevin.
Okay. Why
That's
is that?
What?
I was younger and I was standing with my brother, and he was, like, twirling the umbrella in his hand.
Yes.
And there's, like, the pointy things
right
at the end of the umbrella. And it cut right under my eye.
Okay.
Almost cut my eye. So every time I walk by someone with an umbrella, I like duck, dodge out of the way, like, get away from me, get away from me. Like,
duck, dodge, and dive.
So that, so that's a justified fear based on past experience, reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just something you're coming up with, you know, based on, ooh, I just saw a spider in a,
ooh, apples,
you know. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is based on a real, true experience. So that's a justified fear in a way. So that's doable. You can work on that.
We do. We also have some interesting emails with interesting fears later in the show that we're going to get on. If you guys want to call in live, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the show, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. We, for all our Facebook followers, we sent out a message today telling you to email us. And thank you for responding. We got emails.
We did.
Cool.
You guys are great. So, Kevin.
Yes, Mr. David.
Along with umbrellas, what else are you afraid of?
Along with umbrellas. I am also fearful of spiders.
Okay, so
that's a big one for
me. Okay. Oh, that is. I want to tell everybody that's listening something pretty funny about Kevin and spiders, actually. Literally, I truly, truly don't think that a day goes by where he doesn't walk into a spider web.
Oh, my God, seriously.
Like I will just, like, be with him, and I will be standing right next to him. Be standing right next to him, and all of a sudden, he'll start twirling, like, freaking out. Like, you know, like, the, like, oh, my God, there's a spider web on me dance. Like, he'll start doing, I'll be like, what's up, dog? Spider webs! Spider webs!
Are they real?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought they were, like, you know, hallucinated or something.
It's from all those mushrooms, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. My new plan is to start walking behind David, like, a good 4 steps behind, so he gets the spiders first. But I have a feeling, no
I'm
matter
not
where
get the spiders.
I am, it's still going to come to me. I had a 3-week period where every day I walked into at least 2 spider webs.
So is Kevin living proof of the fact that what they say is what you fear is what you attract?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the, you know, like I never got bitten by a spider for those
or
entire 3 weeks.
Bee.
Or stung by a bee. I've never been
it's
stung
true.
By a bee.
But I hate bees so much.
They're very
oh yeah.
Scary.
I freak out.
Do you? Have you gotten stung before?
Yes.
Okay. So
I was working once and I got stung by a bee, and it was, like, on set and during the
show. I remember.
Oh, my gosh. What were you doing? Where were you?
CBS Studios or something. I don't know. It was just horrible.
You were working on a TV show there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell people what you were doing? You're so modest. She's like this person that's so modest about what she does. Go ahead.
I'm just an extra.
Well, that's all right. You're used a lot. I see you a lot. I see you a lot.
You watch me in the background?
I watch for
that's
Danielle.
That's a little funny.
Were you on CSI?
Yes.
Okay. So you were outside on a set, and you got stung by a bee.
Yes,
oh
and they were shooting, so...
Oh,
and
my God.
I start freaking out in the background. I don't know. Like, you might see it. I kind of laid it off like I wasn't stung like a bee, but it really hurt.
Oh, I bet.
Danielle, what are you afraid of? What are your fears in this life?
Well, bees, obviously.
Bees,
and then
obvi.
Clowns. I hate clowns.
I am not down for clowns.
I think it was... What's that movie?
Zombieland.
It.
Oh, Zombieland that was
had
so
zombies,
scary.
Not clowns.
It had a clown at the end who was a clown zombie.
And Pee-wee Herman. Pee-wee Herman's Adventure. Yeah.
Oh, that clown.
I didn't see that,
oh, my gosh.
No, did you guys ever see It? That's the one with, like, the cocoons and the something.
I'm down.
So what do you think it is about clowns that scare you, Danielle?
They're killers. They're going to kill you. They're going to eat you up.
I know a clown. He's a very nice guy. He works at the ice rink with me.
Well,
I work at the ice rink again this year.
Really?
Yeah. And this guy, he runs the food truck, and he's a clown, and he does a bunch of clown dances randomly. But he's a good guy.
It's
I don't think he's a killer.
I used to date a clown.
What?
Really?
I'm serious.
Doc,
I was in college. I was dating.
Doc, you dated a clown.
I did. Well,
did he like
and
blow
I ended
you,
up
like,
marrying him.
Balloon?
Da-da, shh. No. Kidding. No, but real. In college, we had these cafeterias for children, you know, and they had clowns at them. And he used to go there and dress up like a clown and make the kids laugh and stuff like that. But he was really sweet. He just wanted to do that to be a nice guy.
Right.
He wasn't creepy or weird.
Doc.
Yes.
All right, let's hear it straight. What are you afraid of?
Being a
psychologist for like 4,000 years.
Thank you.
God, are you calling me old?
I'm just
so mean.
Playing, dog.
Come on, I feel listen, old enough. Listen, that's my fear, is getting old. No.
Listen, doc, we love you. You're not old.
I love
old.
You. Thank you.
People, you should see how beautiful this woman is.
She's gorgeous.
She's a gorgeous woman.
I love you all.
She said,
God bless
my hair
you.
Looked nice today.
Oh, it looks sexy, Kevin.
Oh, thank you.
You're sexy, Kevin. Okay.
I did it.
Oh, you did a nice job, girl, for the show. Nice.
Thanks,
next time it's webcam on cam in the studio so we can see how good looking you all are. Okay.
All right. Doc, what are you afraid of?
I think what I'm battling right now is I've overcome fears of like public speaking and obviously.
Okay. Like, not like you haven't been on the radio for 45 years.
Right.
No, I'm just playing.
Oh,
it hasn't been. I'm just kidding, Doc.
Yeah,
I'm playing with your age.
Okay.
You're young, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous.
Thank you. I think what I'm coping with. I'm going to give you.
Do you want my number, Doc?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, goodness, Doc. You have a husband. Listen.
Yeah, watch it. He's listening.
I love your
he's
husband.
Actually in the
he's
other
a good
room.
Guy.
Okay, hair fears.
Okay, here's my fears. My biggest fear right now is trying to manage my negative fears, my negative thoughts. So, in other words, you know, I fear like someone in my family has a cold or gets sick. And then I go, oh my gosh, what if they get really sick? Now, I know it's, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not like crazy germaphobe, like over, but sometimes I'll just kind of fear the worst about things. So I'm trying to manage, or if I have like patients sometimes, and they're at a certain level, we've been working and they're getting better and better. I fear that they may take a back step or go back to, you know, where they were. So I have fears that I have to constantly be, which is good and part of my work, is constantly be working. You know, being on top of things. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I have to always, you know, make sure they're okay, which is a good quality, I guess, for a psychologist. But I mean, it's you know, I just have to manage my own. What's reality? What's going fine? Everything actually is doing what it should do and being, you know, reality.
Right. So,
did that make sense?
No, that made sense. Kind of like how...
my own fearful worries I've got to manage.
Okay. So is it kind of like, you know, a situation... is presented to you and then you tend to
think the worst.
Yes, I mean exactly. I mean not always, it's just usually about
more serious things.
It's usually more serious things or, you know, family members who've gotten sick or patients who are, you know, really delusional and I'm worried that they're going to go over the top because they're not managed well on medications.
You know what I find interesting?
Yes.
How earlier in the show when Kevin was talking about how he always walked into spider webs, you're like, so is he living proof that we attract our fears?
Yes. You know, and that's what I keep thinking.
I don't attract clowns.
Yes,
so.
You do.
Wait.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, I'm kidding. When I go to Six Flags and there's clowns walking
the thing,
around
though.
On Halloween, yes.
Here's the difference. Do you, you know, like, are clowns something that you're consciously looking out for? See, the thing about spiders and spider webs is they could be anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
And Kevin
clowns
understands
that. Clowns are, like,
that.
Hiding in my closet.
Kevin's, yeah. Okay, yeah, clowns don't. Don't make like little webs that you could like.
Well, they do an it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No. And what you fear. Okay. Yeah. And that's why I'm always monitoring to see if, you know, oh, I can't worry about people getting worse or I can't worry about.
Right.
I just have to do the best I can and allow
belief is everything.
People to heal on their own.
Right.
You
and you have to just believe that everything will work out.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
Yeah. I would say.
How about you? What's your
I was gonna say,
greatest fear?
My greatest fear is, that's interesting. See, when preparing for the show, I didn't really think about my own fears. I was kind of, you know, focusing on emails and just talking about kind of external stuff. But I would say probably one of my biggest fears is... okay, I love to death my friends, my best friends. I would do absolutely anything in the world for my close friends. They are not my friends, they are my family, you know.
Aww.
And I don't we love you. I love you guys. And it's not so much, you know, death. When I say, like, you know, I my one of my greatest fears is losing my friends. See, the thing about death, I have a very good outlook on death. I, you know, when people die, or doggies.
Oh,
my doggy passed away last week. So we love you, Joe.
Sad.
It's okay. But my thing on death is, I look at it as a very positive thing. I look at death as, you know, one chapter of the book ending and a new, brand new chapter opening.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And people grieve.
Yeah.
And I, you know, of course I feel the emotional drought, the emotional, you could say like weight from a loss, but more than that, I feel happy and I'm excited, for their spirit.
Okay.
You know, so when I say losing my friends, it's more of,
like physically losing a friend.
Physically losing a friend. Like,
right, exactly.
Like,
they're not on this material plane anymore.
No. That's not what I'm...
Sorry,
not physically. No.
What about
like
losing them emotionally?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were back
talking about
your dog.
No, what I'm saying... No.
losing a friend in general.
Yeah, I'm not saying like losing a friend being like them dying.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your dog still.
I would have a much easier time getting over a friend's death, as terrible as it sounds, than I would that friend still being alive and us not, you know, being friends, us not seeing each other.
Hmm.
I have probably, that's my greatest fear, is losing my loved ones for stupid things.
Ah, but you're very, you know, what I notice about you is you are very open to communication and working things out. And I mean, that's why you're hosting the show. You talk things through and you're, you know, so I guess what I'm saying is that you probably would be one to sit and rationalize, and you're not one of those people to go hide and go, well, they're not calling me, I'm not calling them, they think I did a dumb thing. And they're, no, you're like, what happened? What did I do? How can we work it out? So I think that in that way, you could probably work through those communication fears.
Right. Totally.
You know,
totally.
Of like a loss of a friendship or due to a misunderstanding or something like that.
Right.
But, you know, you're right. Sometimes we can't change people's minds about things. Some people get mad at us for a certain reason and they go away. And no matter how much we try, no matter how much we try to convince someone, we can't convince them to come back into our lives. But that's okay, because sometimes we just have to, like, allow things to unfold and people to get through, you know, their own stuff.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Totally.
But that's, I respect your fear too.
Yeah, for sure.
You're lovely.
You're lovely.
We're all lovely.
We're all just so lovely. Such lovely people.
So beautiful.
If you guys want to call in the air live, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-08. 323-203-0815. Call in. Tell us your fears. Tell us why you have these fears, what's holding you back, and if you want to get over these fears, we will tell you how. You can also email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com live on the show. I'll get that email and I'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't give you advice, and I won't read it, and I tell you to leave.
That's my biggest fear. No,
I'm just kidding. One more thing that I fear. Which is it's interesting. I'm gonna go on quick, but I want to get this off my chest. Another thing that I fear is ego. I fear ego.
Mm-hmm.
Like your own ego?
I fear my own ego. I do. Because I feel that, you know, ego is a very like, you know, when the spirit... Okay, I'm gonna drop a little spiritual habble-jabble.
Okay.
For a little. just for, like, a 30 seconds. So, like, the spirit has no ego. When you come into a human being, you... This is what I believe, at least. The human being, the physical idea, contains ego. And I believe that it's a part of this human experience to get over the ego. Not necessarily get over, because one being a human being can never completely rid of ego, but to understand and realize when you have an ego.
Right.
Dr. Michelle, you and I were actually talking about this the other day.
Right, right, yeah. We were. You know, it's interesting because, I mean, ego, when you're talking about ego, what you were talking to me about, and I understand, is, you know, people who think that they're really something. Or people who have...
Full of themselves.
Exactly. And there's ego... There's other ego things like jealousy. That involves the ego. You know, self-esteem.
Anger, resentment,
anger.
Hate.
Exactly. That's all that. That's all stuff that, you know, because... But I think what you're talking about is, you know, you getting to... Staying humble is a good thing.
Right. Yeah.
Because when you start thinking you're smarter, you're better looking, then you're setting yourself apart from other people, and it's not a good thing.
The ego could really be bad for the people around you.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact I learned in college, actually.
Yeah.
There's a tribe in Southern Africa, the Jutwasi or something like that.
Oh, uh-huh. Right.
And in order for all the hunters to not have a hothead or think they're better than the others,
yes.
They always insult their... whatever they catch, like whatever animal, like
yeah.
They just insult each other and bash on each other, even if it's like the greatest thing ever, they just insult each other, so right. No one gets a hothead,
right.
And no one...
I remember hearing about
that's
that.
Very
I found
cool.
That so interesting. So, yeah. Our anthropology teacher was talking about, it was the Jutwasi tribe. They would hunt animals, and then even if it was like the biggest catch ever, they would just, the hunter would come back with the animal, then everybody else in the tribe would be like, yeah, you know, it's good, but, you know, you can do better. But, you know, thanks for getting the food.
Keeps everybody humble.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
I like that.
Strive to do better.
Like that. Ego could tear a family, friendship, anything apart.
Yeah.
It's true. I agree. I want to move on to the top 10 things people fear most.
Hmm.
And the reason why I'm doing this is because if these are the top 10 things that people fear most, and there's a lot of people listening, chances are that
you can relate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start from 10 down to 1. Number 10, dogs.
What?
Really?
There's a lot of people who fear, aggression.
Oh, yeah, actually,
and,
that's true.
Whole pit bull scare and all
I'm scared of the big dogs.
Me too.
But, like, I love
dogs.
It when people are scared
I
of my
I used to own
poodles.
A pet wolf.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Was he like
she was gigantic, like the size of this table.
Was it like a mix wolf, German shepherd kind of?
No. My mom got her from like Alaska, I think.
A Malamute?
I have no idea, honestly. I was like 5, but she was like 20 times the size of me. No, she was really protective.
Aww.
It was just, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's
we're not scared of
big
dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 10, dogs. Number 9, loneliness.
Mm, that's understandable.
Loneliness.
I work with a lot of people who fear loneliness, in my
that's
practice. We all...
I play WoW with a lot of
I was
of
just going to say.
Fear.
Right.
Well, I think you say those people play WoW.
But the internet is awesome, Skyping and all that, because it really does help make up for those fears.
It does. It does.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be, I wouldn't so much say afraid of loneliness as I was afraid to be alone.
Ah. Oh.
You
it's
always need a cuddle
buddy.
Yeah,
you always need someone to sleep
No,
like
straight up, ask my best friends. Ask my best friends.
Ask me.
I'm always, ask Kev.
Ask Kev.
Whatever.
I have for some odd reason, I have a difficult time, sleeping alone. Like, I can sleep alone. I can do it.
It's
but
just difficult. I get calls from David at 3 in the morning. Dude,
can,
I can't,
can you sleep
I can't
over?
Sleep. Can you please come over? Dude, I'm already asleep. Just I'll come over there. You come over there.
Okay, we need
dude,
to talk
I
about
just
this.
I just,
we'll work
this
on this issue.
I just say, like, hey dude, could we just cuddle?
It's really cute. I watch them cuddle. I think I have a few videos.
Can you tell me a bedtime story, Kevin, so I can fall asleep?
It's either.
There once was a boy who slept alone.
He was very unhappy.
No, it's. I mean, I don't do that much anymore, honestly, and it's because I had a very traumatizing experience when I was alone. I'm not going to get into that, but.
And Davey finally did not sleep with his nightlight yesterday.
He didn't?
I didn't,
oh
I didn't sleep with my nightlight last
very
night.
Very nice.
It's true.
Go, Dave.
Very nice.
Oh.
Overcoming fear.
Yes.
Fear of darkness.
Yeah. it's either having a friend or watching South Park. But one or the other. Let's see. Number 8, flying. What? I love to fly.
Oh, no. That's there's ridiculous. A lot of people
so
that have
people.
To take tranquilizers before they get on an airplane.
They just, like, get really
right.
wasted in the airport.
Well, if you've seen Lost.
On the plane.
Yes.
That's probably
exactly.
why.
That's funny. Actually, one of my... one of my very few ex-girlfriends got prescribed... a tranquilizer.
Probably
so
Valium
she,
or Ativan
so she could,
or something
fly.
Like that. Xanax or something. Yeah. That's, you know, a lot funny. Of people yeah. have that. And it's usually just, you know, so that it doesn't, you know, their autonomic system doesn't, their heart rate doesn't go up. They start, you know, so they don't have panic symptoms. But right. yeah, that's a very common fear. And especially after 9/11.
Flying Whew. Is yeah the, I think it's the second safest method of transportation. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I think trains are the first. But
mm-hmm, yeah,
mm-hmm. but like you only hear about like the big plane crashes because they
right. Cause
it's like a straight plane crashing.
There's thousands of yeah. car crashes every day, but
right.
one plane per year
in millions, not that millions, and millions. Yeah.
Out of millions of flights. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Number seven, interestingly enough, I thought that this would be lower on the list. Death.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. People
very
are
common.
People are living in the moment.
Right. That's, exactly.
Yeah, since it's so hassle.
And you know, like a lot of spiritual philosophies, religious philosophies and all that really do help us through our fear, as you explained a little earlier, Dave.
What did I explain?
Well, you were talking about your spirituality, how you believe in a spirit.
Oh, and, right.
You know, it survives the body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Number six, sickness. There's a difference between... Check
Do
this.
You?
No, here we go, though. Here we go. There's a difference between being sick and having a sickness.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Just want to clarify that. When people say sickness, they're not talking about a cold or flu.
Right,
They're talking disease.
Okay.
Yeah. Number six is sickness. Something along the lines of, you know, cancer or
right.
Alzheimer's or,
That's
you know,
normal. That's a normal fear.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. But once again, we attract our fears. So don't. It's true. We
yeah,
do.
I,
we do
I,
attract our It's true. Number five, water.
Wait, like swimming?
Yeah, probably.
Probably swimming.
Drowning.
I'm scared of this bottle of water getting
that's,
away.
No, not like that.
No,
it's just like fear of falling in the water and not being able to swim
drowning. I think when they say water, I would probably, it would be safer to say something along the lines of the ocean.
I'm scared of the ocean.
Yeah.
I had a near drowning experience.
Did you?
Remember you telling
I did.
You
really?
I got saved by a Boy Scout. Curtis,
Aww.
I love you. I love you, Curtis. he got an award for it. He got a nice medal. I was going into 7th grade, I think. And
wow.
waves just pulled me out and kept, like, flipping me over it. I'd mm-hmm. get up and, like, catch my breath, and then another one would hit me. And then eventually I was just, like, swimming down because I couldn't, like, find
right.
my way up.
Very scary.
So, and he's a huge guy, and he's just standing there like, where'd he go? Where'd he go? And then he saw me for a second, and they just grabbed me and, like,
great.
Picked me up.
Wow, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he got,
that's
a,
pretty
he got
cool.
a medal
that's wonderful.
For it.
That's awesome.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Number four, financial problems. That doesn't shock me.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. yeah.
Especially with, well, even like once
Money.
You, I say once you're on your own, your the
yeah.
financial problems are
yeah.
just scary,
yeah.
scary.
Well, yeah. sure, exactly, and especially with what's going on in the economy right now, and has been for years.
Right.
But I mean, it's getting really scary.
It's
yeah.
really hard to get a job.
You know, and then people, you know, you have to pay bills.
Rent.
You got car insurance. You got gas. Mm-hmm. You got food.
Phone bill.
Mortgage,
anything,
rent,
just like the fun stuff,
everything,
you know, like,
you know, just to exist.
Groceries, yeah.
You know, exactly. Let
What's
alone
the
try
fun
to have
in that,
fun.
You know? And then, yeah, and then, you know, oh, I wanna take a girl out or, you know, take a boy out.
Oops.
Okay, I gotta pay my
room.
Car insurance.
I got a $15 yeah. budget on this date. Looks like we're going to McDonald's.
And that works too.
Yeah.
Kev, you're so down
classy.
For McDonald's.
It's the relationship, not the dining
really
experience.
It's true. No, it's true. But it's fun to have a nice dining
yeah,
experience.
Yeah, sure.
Number three, insects.
Oh yeah.
Yep,
I don't like spiders.
Bees,
I don't like bugs.
Bugs. They
oh.
always sting me.
Yeah.
Always.
Aww. Maybe that's because you're sweet.
That
I don't know. I just thought I'd say that.
Here's,
I'm always trying
here's
to
the thing
something.
About insects, though, and I believe it or not, you know what? You can you know have a firm belief on this one way or another. I'm telling you my personal experience. I put it to the test. My friend Tessa, she's been on the show a few times.
Mm-hmm.
She told me about insects and flies and bees and spiders and just all these things. The thing about insects is if you don't show that you're not show, but if you don't feel that you're scared, you won't emit that idea that you're scared. So
okay.
if you just look, if you just like, for example, Kevin, by the way, when we were having coffee this morning, right? Our coffee and cigarette, like every morning type thing.
Yeah.
So we're sitting at the table and I didn't tell you, but a bee was right next to your head.
Oh my God.
I didn't tell you. I saw this bee right next to your head.
If I was there, I'd start screaming and running away.
No, but here we go. A bee was flying right next to your head. It was like right over here. And I was just looking at it for a little bit, and then it landed on the table, and then it flew away. Now, I put this hypothesis to the test in the past, to where, like, I would see a bee and I'd just control it. Okay, I'm not afraid. The bee would zoom around me, right? And it'd just go away. But get this, it was a few days ago. No joke. I think it was like 2 or 3 days ago. I was sitting down, getting ready to meditate. And then this bee started zooming around me. And then at first I was just like, oh, whatever. And then I started to get a little bit frightened. I was like, oh wait, the bee's getting really close. The moment the bee gets close, I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to stay here and just, you know, not really get it. It'll go away. He crawls up my pants.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
The bee crawls up my pants.
Were you still in a meditative state?
No. I was just sitting down preparing to meditate. I lit my candle. I put my bonobo on. Like, I sit down.
Oh, my God.
And it crawls up my pants. I jump. I'm like, I straight strip completely naked. and, like, run around my backyard. Yeah,
that's great.
That's funny.
I would have to disagree. I'm sorry to continue this.
No, but see,
topic.
You're afraid of bees.
Yeah, see.
No, hold up. Okay, let's hear it.
She's gonna go first because she really wants to go.
No, the last time I was stung, I didn't know that the bee was around me.
There you go. Okay, I was sitting.
There we go.
I'm scared of spiders. I am scared poopless of spiders. But I'm sitting down. Didn't even know there was a spider on me. Spider bit me 7 times.
All right. Aww,
you were asleep.
No, I wasn't asleep. I was talking with one of my buddies, and I didn't know the spider was on me. Bit me 7 times.
Yes.
I had fatty
Here's the
welts.
Thing, though.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
And I didn't even know.
There's a difference between not knowing, so you're completely unconscious of it, and then,
but then
not
why
being
would it
afraid
bite
because
an
you're
unconscious
aware.
Being.
Because it knows that you emit the idea that you're aware of it and you're not afraid. If you aren't even aware of it, then you have no sort of connection with that bug whatsoever.
Are you scared of bees?
No. No, I'm not.
Are you scared of spiders?
Yeah.
I want to find
Danielle, kill it.
I want to find someone who's not scared of spiders and have spiders crawl all over me.
I never kill bugs. I always get mad at people that kill bugs, Kevin.
I know.
Okay. You know what? I get the thing about... I get what you're talking about insects and... Insects, but in the instinctual world of the animal kingdom, it's normal for bears to attack you if they smell fear.
It's true.
And dogs, and you know, in the animal kingdom, they will attack you if they sense fear.
People ask, how do you smell fear? Right?
Do bees smell fear?
It's a matter. It's what you emit. It's the energy that you emit. I'm not going to get into it. I want to tell you one story about this really quick, and then we're going to move on.
Oh,
check
I want to hear those listeners' comments, too.
Oh, yeah. Curious. We'll totally get to the listeners' comments. I want to tell you this one story. So there's a guy. I'm going to tell you really quick. I believe it was in Alaska. A guy and his dog. They got lost in a blizzard.
Is this the dude who lived with the wolves?
Yeah. Here we go. Check this. And he wrote a book on it. Okay. So this dude, he lived with wolves for like 3 months or something. He literally became one with the wolves.
Right.
It was a pack of wolves that saved their life.
Right.
It was a dude and a dog. They were in a blizzard. And then these wolves saved their life by like pulling them out or like somehow they helped him. So 3 months they lived with the wolves. And in this guy's autobiography, he writes, he says, the moment that I realized... I didn't say anything, but I just realized that I was living with wolves. The moment that that thought entered my head, they turned on me.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, thought is energy. The thought, you put it out, you emit it, and I think that it all depends on that. So
and
that's
you,
my
belief. You've seen that guy that lives, actually has a sanctuary, and he lives with wolves, and he doesn't bathe. He smells like wolves. He's kind of a weird guy. And he
obviously
no, and he's like totally, it's his animal study stuff, but he's bonded with them and he eats raw meat with them. I'm serious.
That's weird.
You've probably seen this guy in the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, he has like
channel.
His own little
sanctuary of wolf. Okay,
totally
go ahead. Never mind.
Okay, all so right. 3 was insects, 2 is heights.
Yeah. Ah,
that's
yes.
Understandable.
Heights are scary.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very common fear.
Yeah. I'm not too down
go
for
bungee
heights.
Jumping.
I'm not down for heights.
Yeah.
Number 1, believe it or not, public speaking.
Wow. That is amazing.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe
That's
it.
Amazing.
Public speaking. Yeah.
In middle school, I was very scared of public speaking.
Yeah.
I got used to it.
It's funny because I listen to, like spiritual tapes or whatever, people that, they're just in tune, you could say.
Right.
You know? And then they talk about fears and manifesting fears and stuff. And then this one guy I listened to, his name is Bashar. And he talks about how he finds it interesting that people are more afraid of public speaking than death.
Wow.
And here's our proof right here.
That is interesting.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's right.
So people would rather die than go public than speak in public.
Well, that's the thing. Like when you get the panicky symptoms, people go, I think I'm going to die. I feel like I'm going to die because the breath starts and...
Right, and then they get the little
dizziness.
Yeah,
can't.
I don't think
heart
everyone
rate.
Makes it sound.
No, no, no. You know, like the little like.
Yeah,
the, like,
yeah.
Gas
I understand.
In the voice,
it just sounded
like
funny.
This. I remember. Okay, I remember this one girl was reading a poem that she wrote in class, and then she threw up. That was really
Aww.
Felt really bad for her. I'm gonna get to emails because you guys did write me emails. So I'm gonna do that. I'm
I
gonna
just
do
checked
that.
My iPhone, and I just got the funniest email.
Okay, read the email.
Okay. I'm listening to your show right now. You guys should put up pictures of all your in-studio guests because Danielle sounds really cute. Smiley face. Describe your type, Danielle, from Seth. P.S. My greatest fear is rejection.
Love.
So,
yeah.
Say hi to Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Hey, Danielle.
You should call in.
Yeah.
323-203-0815.
Rejection, you know, that's a really common fear, and rightly so. I mean, we all fear, and that goes down to being alone.
Danielle,
know?
What's your type? Tell Seth.
What's my type?
I like strong Filipino men.
He has to like walking on the beach during sunset.
That's not a type. That's an action.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, go on.
Describe
only
quality.
Some types of people do that, okay?
Is your type like, white flannel, brown stripes?
Goth.
Actually.
Bros.
No, I hate bros.
I'm just putting it out there. We're going to move on to fears, but go ahead.
No,
this is
kidding,
like, not a
tell,
dating
just,
service
just
today.
Just Danielle, tell your type. We have to go. Answer Seth's question.
Nice.
Wearing a name tag.
He has to wear a name tag. And,
that says Kevin.
Aww.
Brown hair.
You like brown hair, okay.
Just to let the world know.
My eyes are brown.
Let the world know, Kevin and Danielle are indeed a couple.
Aww.
Snaps for that.
Yay. So Seth, sorry,
Seth,
babe.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Sethy boy. Gotta get through Kevin first. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Kill Kevin. Oh, no, don't kill Kevin.
See, I would cry.
I would cry too.
But it'd be okay because his spirit's in a better place. Okay. I'm going to get
Moving
onto an email
on.
From Jason. He goes, my name is Jason. I am 22 years old. College student who suffers from... What are you doing? What are you doing?
Go ahead.
I was pinching my nipple.
Oh, wow. Way too much information on the radio. Jeez.
So here we go. My name is Jason. I'm a 22-year-old college student who suffers from anxiety disorder. Although I've come to terms with my anxiety, I've started to discover a new source of stress in my life. Last year, I started to avoid checking my email for a few days at a time. But what I started out as simple avoidance has turned into an agonizing process for me. Lately, I've avoided checking my email for upwards of 3 weeks at a time.
Wow.
But when I recently tried to check my email, it gets resulted in a panic attack.
Aww.
Is this fear of my email normal? What can I do in order to avoid feeling this anxious every time I check my email?
That's interesting.
Well, Jason, for starters, maybe you should, think about in your past if you got, like, a really bad email that, like... I don't know,
get a Facebook.
Your life. Get a Facebook.
Now, we don't want to make fun of Jason because this is
messages.
Real stuff.
No, I'm J.K.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm
not making fun of him.
No, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Let's hear it from the doc.
Okay. I don't. You're right. I think you are on the right track. You know, what is he fearing about? You know, checking his email. What is he fearing? Is he fearing news? Is he fearing? I don't know what it is, but. Maybe he should go to get some help to explore why he fears opening emails. Did he hear bad news at one time?
Right.
Are they fears of rejection? Are they? He needs to just explore what he's fearing that he's going to receive in emails.
Right. Jason, I got a quick little four-step program to help yourself get over fears.
Is this a phobia though, or is this a thought? I mean, there's so many different kind of fears.
Well, you know, this is, for example, not checking your email. It's a phobia. It is a phobia.
I think.
Yeah. Just step one: discipline yourself to stop thinking ahead. People with phobias or fears tend to obsess over what could happen if they do this or that. Discipline yourself to only think about this moment, right? If you think about it, we don't fear certain things because we don't obsess over what could happen doing those things. This is actually pretty good advice. Learn yoga, meditation techniques. These could help you with this discipline. Number two, get to know your fear. Approach it scientifically. Take notes in a notebook whenever you feel it surfacing.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
What causes it? What makes it worse or better? How long does it last? Understand your phobia as much as you can. Number three, take small steps to conquer it. If you're afraid of elevators or emails and won't go near them, try approaching one. Open your email. Try to get closer each time. If you're afraid of social interaction, get a tutor to work with you on your social skills, one-on-one, and then you can try something more adventurous when you're more comfortable.
Right, exactly.
You know, for example, you know, check one email and start checking all of them.
Well, that's right. And, you know, with phobias and fears, right. One of the most common forms of therapy, and right. I have to mention this, is called exposure.
Right.
And you know, what we do is when we have a fear, we avoid. So Kevin, with your spiders, you know, Danielle, I wouldn't say that you have a preoccupation with clowns, but it's just like when one pops up, it's creepy and scary. But what I'm saying, I guess,
I used to be in the circus.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay.
Hey, then when you have a real fear, you know, that prevents you from doing things in life, like opening your emails, right. You need to work slowly through exposing yourself to the feared object or thought.
Right.
And through slow exposure, you realize that you will not indeed die. You go, what is your worst fear? That I'm going to die. When it happens, I'm going to have a panic. No. So slow exposure to the feared object
right.
or thought sometimes. And
totally.
That's what the therapy is. Is you realize that it's really not that scary, and it's okay, and it's safe.
Right. The last step, step four, constantly take strides to work at conquering your fear. The longer it goes unattended, the more you become comfortable with status quo.
Exactly.
Imagine your life as it could be and make it happen as best as you can. It will not be perfect, but it will be better.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll feel more comfortable.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to be able to, you know, function and, you know, normally and not withhold from things. That's a tough one.
Totally. I want to go to another email.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Teen Trends. So listen, I'm 23 years old and I have a wonderful girlfriend and we have been going out for 2 years. The thing is, though, since you're talking about fear, I think I'm starting to get afraid of commitment. I've never had a problem with commitment until the past few weeks. For the first time ever, I have started to feel this and it frightens me because I really do love her. I just feel like my freedom is being sheltered. Thanks, Ryan.
Okay. Well, that's obviously different from, you know, a phobia of something.
Yeah, that's really a
four-step
program.
Many people have fear of commitment, and he nailed it. You know, he fears he's going to be smothered or controlled or whatever, and, you know, you go to the past and you look at, you know, what was it that made you fear if you committed to something or someone.
I would talk to her.
Yeah,
about it.
I was gonna
exactly.
say.
You.
Totally.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, talk to her. Maybe she doesn't give you,
yeah.
you know, enough like guy time or like
yeah.
you know, freedom, like
yeah.
alone time.
Talk about like hanging out with your friends
yeah,
more.
Totally. Yeah.
And on a deeper level, try to find why you may be afraid of commitment. What is scary about being with one person for a long term?
Yeah, I mean, you've been with her for 2 years, like there has to be
maybe
some
like,
sort of like
attachment and yeah. then breaking
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right. Hope we helped. Got to get on to the next email. Hey, Dave, I have to spray germ killer on the keyboards.
Uh-oh.
Mice.
Germaphobe.
Mice and screen of any and all computers I has to work on.
Okay. Spelling error. That's
spelling error. Yeah. Even new out-of-the-box stuff. Then I have to put a sheet of paper on someone else's chair before I even sit on it. If
ooh,
someone
ooh.
Takes a call in my office, I spray and wipe down my phone.
Oh, boy.
Aww.
My phone, handpiece, and cable. Okay? I won't even put my glasses on if they've been sitting on my desk without being sprayed and wiped. Ironically, I'm the one who gets the most and the worst case of flus and colds. I can't get over this. Help, Kevin.
Wow. Aww.
Well,
I have a fun fact right quick. I hate to jump.
No,
into
no,
your
go,
flow,
go, go, go.
But there is a statistic that says the people who use Purell more than people who don't use Purell get sick more.
It's true.
It's true because when I was using Purell a bunch in my Spanish class in 10th grade, my teacher would always have Purell. She was a germaphobe. Mm-hmm. I would get sick all the time.
Right.
I had no idea why it was, but I would get sick so much more.
Right.
We all have germs in order to fight germs in our body, and if we completely eliminate those germs to fight the other germs, then we don't have any defense mechanism, and therefore, that's why we start to
True. Also,
get sick.
Oh, I think that also ties in with, you know, attracting your fears. Like,
yeah,
the greatest thing you're afraid of is
that.
Germs, and then you, same thing with Kevin's spiders.
That's right down to the physical science.
Kev, did you get another email on your iPhone? Aren't iPhones cool?
iPhones are the best.
iPhones.
Alrighty. So are iPhones. Sorry.
Dear Dave.
So my, Yo.
So my greatest fear is getting bad grades.
Okay.
I really want to get into an Ivy League school, and I think that if I even get 1B on my report card, I won't get in. Any pointers on how to overcome this fear? From Chen.
Yes, Chen. Let's start with not the... Well, I okay. I would say, you know, I understand the whole wanting to, you know... get straight A's and wanting to go to an Ivy League school. Here's the thing, though. If that is the most important thing to you, if that is the only way that you truly think that you will be happy is if you get into an Ivy League school, you'll find a way.
Yeah.
You'll be smart. You'll
Good advice.
Do it, right? I, you know, I personally would say, for me, see, this is just for me. I love education. I think it's probably one of the most important things within, you know, our youth in today's society, but for me, it never was about, you know, getting into an Ivy League school. I think
Same.
That, you know, life goes on if you don't get into the best college, you know. For example, Chen, I'm in community college right now, and
you
I love
transfer,
it.
Too.
You can transfer, you know, I love it, but, you know, that is not your path that you wish to take, so my advice is if you really want to do it, stop being afraid, stop putting that, you know, energy into, oh, I'm so scared of getting a B. And if that's what's most important to you, if that's your highest excitement, you'll find a way.
He'll follow it and he'll find a way to get the grades. But really quick, though, Chen, grades aren't everything. There's so many other factors that you need to have
to
that
be
makes
happy.
You
to be,
yeah.
well,
to also get, right.
to get into
an
Ivy League
school.
Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
It's not just the grades. It's not the
true,
crazy
true,
good
true.
SAT score and the grades. It's
extracurriculars.
Also extracurricular activities, something that makes you stand out
also
from
personality.
The others.
Gotta have a personality.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? So make mm-hmm. sure you are doing things that
right.
aren't just school related, that you're helping the community.
Exactly.
You know, playing an instrument. That's one of the biggest things you can do.
Right, exactly.
Sending in
Join
a tape
sport.
Of an instrument. Join a sport.
And what you're talking about is taking action. And also another way to take action to have more control over your fears, Chen, is with the teachers, with the professors, when you go in to the class or after class, don't be like a teacher's kiss-up or anything. But find out exactly what they're expecting of you. Find out what the level of achievement that they would like in order to ace the class. And then you can have more control, you know, as an adult young man.
Right.
You know, you feel more in control. You know what's up with them. You know what they want. You know what they expect. And then you have more control.
Right. You have guidelines. You
right.
know, you know what you have to do.
Exactly.
We're going to do one more email, and then, because we got a few more. I'm so sorry, guys, that we couldn't finish all the emails today. You guys are just so great.
Yep.
He's emailing us all the time. Hey, Dave and Kev, it's Jessica. I have a fear of being watched, criticized, or humiliated while doing something in front of other people. It could be something as simple as writing a check, eating or drinking in public, using public restrooms, or buttoning a coat. I also suffer from social phobia, where I am especially afraid of being in front of large groups, like in my speech class. Please help. Thanks.
Okay. I'd like to suggest to Jessica that, you know, she has to calm down a little bit and maybe use some
Take
relaxation exercises and realize that actually nobody out there in the world cares about how she writes a check, how she buttons her coat, how she, whatever she does.
Do
People
some yoga.
Exactly. People are more concerned about themselves and what they do than anyone else. People are very concerned about themselves, so no one's watching her.
Right. It's true. Think about it this way. People are thinking the same thing that you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go to a therapist to help you with social phobia and get over that, you know, talking to groups.
Do it.
You can do it. You can do it, girl.
It's true. Guys, I wanted to thank you so much, co-host Kevy.
You're very welcome.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you very much, Danielle, for being on the show.
You're
it's
welcome.
Been a pleasure. And Doc, it's always a pleasure to
My
have you
My pleasure
on the show.
To be here. By the way, tell
it's
them.
It's not always a pleasure to have me.
Yes, it is. I need to get a plug.
Okay.
I need to get a plug in.
Okay, check this out, guys. You can listen to Doc Michelle on LATalkRadio.com. Every Friday at 11 o'clock, check her out, 11 a.m. that is. You gotta check her out. She's great. Gives the best advice in the area, in the world. She does.
In the entire world.
Guys, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful show. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Have a wonderful Sunday full of excitement, happiness, joy, and laughter.
That's beautiful.
You have a great one. Bye-bye.